zambi eka luga kazole mutu mona mi mwabushi mama ayiwa zambi eka luga kazole mutu mona mi mwabushi mama ikindo lorimba kawa kolo mwona kolo mwushiada sandra sandra pesa bomba ikindo lorimbe kawa kolo mwona kolo mwushiada sandra Sandra pesa bomba ayi wazambi eka lunga kazole mutu mona mi wabushi mama ayi wazambi eka lunga kazole mutu mona mi wabushi mama ikingolo imbene kala ngolo kumona ngolo mushana Sandra Sandra pesa bomba ikingolo yuka kala ngolo kumona ngolo mushana Sandra Sandra pesa bomba gasoto ngalo gakingi galepa Sandra mona mi pesa bomba gasoto ngalo gakingi galepa Sandra mona mi pesa bomba. Sandra pesa bomba, ikingolo imbene, kala ngolo kumona ngolo kushada. Sandra, Sandra pesa bomba, gasoto galepa, gakingi galepa. Sandra mona mi pesa bomba, gasoto galepa, gakingi galepa mama. Sandra mona mi pesa bomba, yeah. Yeah.
sangani. Hey, yeah, una mio, para tu cale, tu vamos y mamá.
Fantastic Soukous track, we heard two more tracks that show the interconnectedness of the African music at that time. The song Cumbia para Luis Moraes from Evolução Africa, which was actually a collaboration between musicians from Angola and that other Portuguese former colony, Cabo Verde. And well, of course, they play the cumbia style kind of music with a lot of horns and a lot of influences from South America. And the last track that we just heard, Sandra from Os Jovens do Prenda. Os Jovens do Prenda, who were actually one of the biggest bands also in Angola in the 70s of 80s and 80s, also a backing group for a lot of famous artists, and were strongly influenced by Latin American music. As I said, there were 5,000 Cubans based in Angola during the 70s and 80s as military personnel or as advisors to the MPLA army. And of course, these Cubans brought salsa and son and pachanga music with them to Angola. So the influence of Cuban music on Angolan music at the time is not to be overlooked. We heard some clear salsa and son influences in that track, Sandra. Now, by the 80s, when the war is becoming more and more bitter, it is also felt on the musical production, because it becomes more and more state controlled, and cultural production becomes more and more a propaganda tool in the hands of the government to advance its Marxist vision of the state and its Marxist vision of society. And so the period of the 80s is a period where the golden age of music in Angola is a bit over, and where we see a lot of state-sponsored musical initiatives and state-sponsored bands. Not that they were necessarily bad, of course, but the message of the music had to be in line, of course, with the political view of the leaders at that time. And it's a period where we see a lot of record covers in traditional socialist colors, red and with yellow stars, and raised fists and Kalashnikovs on the cover and all of that. And so I propose that we listen to a song of the Agrupamento Kisanguela, which was actually a group that was established by the youth movement of the MPLA with the clear mission of advancing socialist ideas through music. And the song is called O Poder Popular, and is of course an appeal to the Popular Republic of Angola and the will of the people. But it's a very nice track, so definitely one to check out.
Viva o Poder Popular! Viva o povo angolano! Viva a Revolução Angolana! A vitória
é certa!
Viva o Poder Popular!
Ser popular é a causa,
nesta confusão. O poder popular é a causa desta confusão. Os lacaios do imperialismo pretendem acabar conosco. Avante, povo angolano, bem vigilante, não se deixem vender. Avante, povo angolano, bem vigilantes, que a luta continua. A vanguarda do povo angolano, nos seus ideais, o povo é quem ordena. A vanguarda do povo angolano, nos seus ideais, o povo é quem ordena. O MPLA é o povo. O povo é
o MPLA.
O MPLA é o povo. O povo é
o MPLA.
Uma só nação, um só povo com MPLA.
Povo no poder.
Uma só nação, um só povo com MPLA.
Povo no poder.
Com MPLA, a vitória é certa. A vanguarda do povo angolano, nos seus ideais, o povo é quem ordena. A vanguarda do povo angolano, nos seus ideais, o povo é quem ordena. O MPLA é o povo é. O MPLA é o povo é
o MPLA.
Uma só nação, um só povo com MPLA.
Povo no poder.
Uma só nação, um só povo.
A nossa casa composta de filhos, mulher e problemas nos dá que fazer. A nossa casa composta de filhos, mulher e problemas nos dá que fazer. Aí sentimos e vemos o peso e a necessidade de se organizar. Aí sentimos e vemos o peso e a necessidade de se organizar. Com sua licença, mas naquela empresa, senhor diretor, é donde depende o futuro. A fome é do trabalhador, o trabalhador que você controla, que você ordena. E é por esta razão que sua atitude e ação tem que ser de lição. Senhor diretor, autoridade não é prepotência. Senhor diretor, competência não é arrogância, mas é dinamismo, modéstia e amor a gerir para o bem do trabalhador. Mas é dinamismo, modéstia e amor a gerir para o bem do trabalhador. Do trabalhador é o ponto de partida e chegada. O trabalhador é o ponto de partida e chegada. E é para isso que você se senta nesse cantinho. É para isso que a sociedade lhe dá este assento. Oh, 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 oh. É para isso que você se senta nesse cantinho. O trabalhador é um ponto de partida e chegada. Com sua licença, mas naquela empresa, senhor diretor, é donde depende o futuro da fome e a nudez do trabalhador. O trabalhador que você controla, que você ordena. É por esta razão que sua atitude e ação tem que ser de lição. Senhor diretor, autoridade não é prepotência. Senhor diretor, competência não é arrogância, mas é dinamismo, modéstia, amor a gerir para o bem do trabalhador. Mas é dinamismo, modéstia, amor a gerir para o bem do trabalhador. Do trabalhador é um ponto de partida e chegada. O trabalhador é um ponto de partida e chegada. É para isso que você se senta nesse caminho. É para isso que a sociedade lhe dá este assento. É para isso que você se senta nesse caminho. O trabalhador é o ponto de partida e chegada. É para isso que você se senta nesse caminho. É para isso que você se senta nesse caminho. É para isso que você se senta nesse caminho. É para isso que você se senta nesse caminho.
The last track that we heard, Senhor Director, was a track by Pedrito. Of course, calling on the directors and the CEOs of the big companies to listen to the will of the people. The particular thing about this track is that it was issued on a series of records that was launched by the end of the 80s by Angola's petrol company. So you had the company of petrols of Angola, who launched like a best of, which was called the Top dos Mais Queridos. And it was a compilation album that was issued each year, and that contained the most popular songs and the top hits from that year. And I think there were 8 or 9 volumes that were issued between 85 and the early 90s, and they contained fantastic tracks, and the albums can still be found for a very small price. Now, going back to our big Angolan musical history, there are two names that are actually not mentioned yet, and these are the two artists that most people will actually know outside of Angola. It are Rui Mingas and Bonga. And, well, I propose that we listen to two tracks. The first one of Rui Mingas, and then a track from Bonga, and that I explain a little bit more about these two extraordinary artists afterwards.
Quem tá gemendo, negro carro de boi? Carro de boi, geme quando quer. Negro não, carro de boi, geme quando quer. Geme porque apanha, apanha para não gemer. Negro geme porque apanha, apanha para não gemer. Gemido de negro é choro, gemido de negro é poema. Geme na minha alma, do Congo, da Níger, da Guiné, de toda a África, enfim, alma da América, alma universal. Quem tá gemendo, negro carro de
Belema de mãe, que a boca pudesse, como fara foba mwene wando ya mwenyo Sembele madima waika muka putweze Kumu fara foba mwene wando ya mwenyo Sembele madima waika muka putweze Kumu fara foba mwene wando ya mwenyo Kwa putu atu monokia Imamu Angola Wavulu mwenyo mwenye ni makutuwe Watono kakia ni kuzwe lake Sembele madima ikamuka putweze Kumu farafuba mwene wondo ya mwenyo Sembele madima waikamuka putweze Kumu farafuba mwene wondo ya mwenyo Sembele madima ikamuka putweze Kumu farafuba mwene wondo ya mwenyo Sembele madima ikamuka putweze Kumu farafuba mwene wondo ya mwenyo Waputu watu monokia Imamu Angola Wafulu mwenyo Mwenye ni makutuwe Watono kakia Nikuzelake Sembele madima ikamuka putweze Kumu farafuba mwene wando ya mwenyo Sembele madima ikamuka putweze Kumu farafuba mwene wando ya mwenyo Sembele madima ikamuka putweze Kumu farafuba mwene wando ya mwenyo Sembele madima ikamuka putweze Kumu farafuba mwene wando ya mwenyo
And Bonga, two very big famous Angolan artists, still active to this day, still performing. Rui Mingas, poet, writer, the composer of the national anthem after independence, and for long years the Angolan ambassador to Portugal, where he was pretty popular as a singer as well. And Bonga, who was also born in Angola but who fled to France at the beginning of the civil war and who performed and stayed there for the rest of his days until today. He was even a dubbed knight in the Legion d'Honneur in France. He's UN ambassador for peace, always been very critical to the warring factions in Angola and a strong voice for unity and for national reconciliation. And so two giants that cannot be overlooked when we talk about Angolan music. now. I have the impression that these 2 hours have flown by very rapidly. So let's say goodbye with this last track, Dizer Adeus, that sounds a bit like it is sung by the Red Army Choir. It is a socialist revolutionary song, and well, it's a nice way to say goodbye. For those who want to know more, definitely check out the 2 issues of the Angola soundtrack that were issued on the Analog Africa label. 2 fantastic double LPs with gems from the 70s, from the Angolan golden age of music. And, well, you have the internet. If you want to know more, check out. Enjoy the rest of your day, and who knows, maybe I'll be back with another show on one of the other former Portuguese colonies. It was a pleasure doing this show. Enjoy the rest of the day. Bye.
Bye.
If you think I love you, well, baby, you're right. If you think I wanna hurt you, well, baby, you're right. I wanna love you, I wanna hurt you, 'cause so mad. If you think I want you, well, baby, you're right. If you think I want to haunt you, well, baby, you're right. You know, love you, I want. so mad. Make me so mad. Yeah! Oh, yeah! Hey! Please!
She's an enigma, Crispy Lisa. She's gone before you really meet her, Crispy Lisa. But she's got a heart of gold and many others that she stole.
Jest czterech śpiewaków. Trzech śpiewaków siada, a czwarty zaczyna cicho śpiewać, nie podnosząc wzroku. Nie zwraca uwagi na tłum. Lekko podskakuje na ugiętych kolanach przy akompaniamencie monotonnego i wprowadzającego w trans grzychotania muszelek na sznurku, zwisającym z jego dłoni do ziemi. W miarę jak przesuwa się wzdłuż domu, jego pieśń staje się głośniejsza i coraz bardziej emocjonalna. Opowiada o miejscach, które znają gospodarze i wypadkach związanych z tymi ulicami i drzewami, ptakami i polami. Gospodarze płaczą, gdy słuchają pieśni, a kiedy ich szloch staje się nazbyt trudny do zniesienia, ktoś chwyta pochodnię i trąca nią śpiewającego w pierś albo ramię. Pogrążony we własnym śpiewie śpiewak nie ustaje, nie czuły na kolejne przypalenia, aż wreszcie jego pieśń dobiega końca i przychodzi kolej na drugiego śpiewaka, który zaczyna stopniowo wchodzić w crescendo prowadzące do jego własnego przypalania. Śpiewanie pieśni trwa do świtu, a sukces wieczoru upamiętnia się w opowieściach o tym, jak wielkie było wzruszenie gospodarzy i jak bardzo śpiewający goście zostali poparzeni.
Come on, man.
What will I do without you? Don't know what I do without you. What will I do without you?
What would I do without you? What would I do without you? What would I do without you? What would I do without you?